Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, I have my liquids here.
Oh, good.
And I see that. Yes. I am starting the prep for the colonoscopy. So if I have to run out, you can carry the...
exciting.
Yeah. You've been through it once already, right?
I have.
My first time turned 50, and so I'm doing my preventative measures.
Oh, I am so proud of you.
Yeah.
We highly recommend all those good tests just to keep your health and well-being up.
Right. So if all of a sudden I run out of the room, the listeners will know why. And you carry on. All right. Well, today we're not talking about the colon at all. We're talking about TMJ disorder. Okay. And Dr. Prather, what is TMJ? What does it stand for?
Temporomandibular joint syndrome.
Okay.
That's basically what they call it. And it is a very, basically it's your jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Your jaw is out of place.
Okay.
And when the jaw actually stops functioning correctly, is misaligned, there is a tremendous amount of nerve impulses. There are, I just saw you kind of stretching your jaw.
Uh-huh.
It just kind of made you
that.
Think about that, didn't it?
It did.
And you've it's had a, that before, haven't you?
Uh-huh. And it is a joint, you know, when you think about it. Mm-hmm. That is used continuously for some people.
I first became familiar with it in chiropractic school.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine who I became close with and found out that he had severe jaw problems where it was debilitative. As a matter of fact, he had considered suicide.
I know it can be very painful.
It can be extremely painful and a serious problem.
I remember a movie star and one of the action...
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds broke his jaw.
He didn't break his... Well, he got hit by a chair in one of the scenes, and it hit him right across the jaw. And he had a couple of years of TMJ syndrome that was absolutely... I mean, he couldn't even stand light. It was that bad.
Oh,
it made such an effect on his system that he was basically shut down for 2 years. So... very serious for this young man. So I started to research it, find out what was going on, started to help him out because he hadn't found anyone at that time to help him. Here I was just a student and working on some things.
And saying, you had that inquisitive mind.
Yeah, I'm like, surely there's somebody else besides me who can actually help you with this. And he says, I haven't found anybody, and I couldn't find anybody either. So it was a few years ago, I won't tell how long, and we actually started to do some work on him and got some good relief, and I became aware of it at that time and have seen many patients actually come by with that problem. I personally have never had an issue with my jaw, which I think it's because I've got a very large jaw.
Yes, you do.
they always look down in my head, my wisdom teeth, and they say, wow, you got plenty of room for more.
Yeah, that's right. You have your wisdom teeth because you have enough room there.
Yeah. So I never had any problems with my jaw, so I haven't actually experienced that before. But that is something I've been very aware of with my patients and had quite a few patients come through with very, very serious problems.
Now, could that, I have a small jaw, and, does that make a difference?
Small but mighty.
I know.
I had to say that. I am sorry.
I wish small went with
small. But, yes, actually, there does seem to be a correlation on that. You know, it's even in you know, structure in the spine, you know, there are bones that might be smaller than others. And that does make an effect. So if you don't have quite enough room in your mouth for the teeth, that can actually play a role.
Mm-hmm.
And people who definitely have smaller jaws seem to have more problems with the TMJ as opposed to larger.
Is there more of an issue with men, women? Is there any difference there?
Yes. Actually, there is a higher percentage of women that have problems with their jaw than men.
Okay.
That is actually an issue.
Well, let's talk about the symptoms of TMJ. What are the symptoms?
You know, I have had many people who came in who did not realize that it was their jaw that was actually giving them the problems.
Mm-hmm.
There are many different types of symptoms with TMJ that can actually occur. There is, of course, the classic, oh, my jaw hurts. There are also pains in the ears. I've had people who was having tinnitus, a ringing in the ears,
mm-hmm.
and it was caused by the jaw.
Oh.
I've had pains in the ears that were unexplainable that was coming from the jaw. Headaches of many different qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I've had eye problems associated with jaw issues. I've had neck pains. People thought, that was primarily their neck, whereas the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Shoulder problems, elbow problems, even pelvic problems, because the jaw has to line up with the pelvis.
Uh-huh.
There have actually been emotional, mental instability. My friend was actually diagnosed with schizophrenia until they discovered that he actually had the jaw problems. And when we got the jaw issues under control, many of his episodes were taken care of.
Hmm.
Because there is a feedback and a very strong connection neurologically between certain portions of the brain that has to do with emotions. And the jaw. So
that's interesting.
Yes. And there is a very strong correlation on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had people who were actually diagnosed with emotional, mental issues, and as we were able to correct their jaw situation, those were resolved.
Well, you even talked about pelvis issues. So
yes.
There's a connection.
There is a very strong connection on that. When the jaw shifts, the body has to be in homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And when the body is not in homeostasis, there it doesn't function right. It can actually be very debilitative to your overall health and well-being. So when the jaw shifts, the pelvis has to shift to accommodate the new position. And that actually, the new positioning of the pelvis actually helps to take off some of the pressure off the jaw. We would much rather have pressure on the pelvis than on the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Much less neurological insult.
Interesting.
Because many of the muscles, I can just get a hold of somebody's neck
mm-hmm.
area and tell exactly, if the TMJ is actually causing an issue.
Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people come in and thinking that their neck's the issue and it's really TMJ.
Yes. It's something to be very aware of. I've had people who came in who are going to very good chiropractors, concentrating on their neck, and said, my neck's not resolving. So that's because it's a jaw problem, not actually your neck.
Okay.
And if we can work on the jaw, started on that 2 to 3 sessions, they saw a world of difference.
Mm. Now, how does someone know if they have a TMJ problem?
Usually they don't.
Mm-hmm.
But there are different types of signs and symptoms. If you go into the mirror, kind of look at your teeth,
mm-hmm.
and then open slowly and close slowly, still looking at the teeth. See if they're in the midline.
You were trying to do it at the same time you were talking.
Yes, I know. Am I talented or what? And you're kind of looking at me kind of sideways like, what?
But just looking to see if it's symmetrical.
If it's symmetrical. Also going up and feeling on the jaw itself and seeing if it's sore.
Mm-hmm.
The condyles up in there.
Uh-huh.
That's a couple of ways you can actually see. There's certain muscles. There's this big muscle right in here called the sternocleidomastoid muscle.
Front of the neck.
Yeah, mm-hmm. levator scapula in the back is also very much associated. There's some other muscles that are always very tight.
So they could be in spasm,
they
which
would
is coming
usually
from the jaw.
Yeah, they're always in spasm if there's a TMJ issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it really needs to be checked by a professional. Oftentimes, abnormal teeth wear can be an effect on that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you grind, does your spouse say that you grind your teeth at night? No, you probably have TMJ.
Mm-hmm.
If you have wear, if your dentist is saying, wow, you've got a lot of wear on your teeth, I would guess that you have TMJ.
So what contributes to TMJ problems?
Well, there are, of course, injuries. Mm-hmm. You can have an injury to the jaw, and that can actually kick that off. There is also, if the neck is out of place, that would actually help to contribute to TMJ. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, if the neck, specifically the atlas occiput axis, is not in proper position.
That's the first vertebrae.
Those are the first mm-hmm. vertebrae. If you don't get that lined up, you can never really get the TMJ resolved. Mm. So it's very important to also look at the neck, because the neck, everything follows that.
And I know you work with a lot of dentists.
I get referrals from dentists mm-hmm. to make sure that the neck's in place as they are helping someone with their TMJ.
What about stress? Does stress affect?
Stress is very good, yes. Remember I talked about the neurological connection with the emotions?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of emotional stress, mm-hmm. you will definitely, one of the things that can occur is temporal mandibular joint, because you tighten up your jaw whenever you get stressed.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about how we treat TMJ dysfunction here at Prather Wellness Center. Well, you can learn more about the work of Dr. Prather and the Prather Wellness Center, listen to past episodes of our show, plus follow us on Facebook and Twitter by visiting our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Become part of our online Facebook community where you'll find updates on upcoming show topics, Dr. Prather's monthly health column, and special offers from the Prather Wellness Center. You can find it all at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. And our focus today is on TMJ disorder. Now, I said the Prather Wellness Center, those French horns just... Remember when our son played the French horn?
Oh, no.
He never brought it home to play.
No,
it's a wonderful
instrument.
No
music
instrument.
Scholarships there.
Well, we're talking about TMJ disorder, and TMJ stands for, Dr. Prather?
Temporal mandibular joint.
And I'll stick to TMJ. Well, let's talk about how we at the Prather Wellness Center here treat TMJ dysfunction.
The first thing that we do is to make sure that the atlas is set. That's the top vertebrae in mm-hmm. in the neck. If that is not correct, you will not make progress on the jaw.
Yeah, it's all connected. When you think of the skull.
I find that most of the skeletal structure, the most important area of the body is that lower brainstem mm-hmm. has the most effect on the system. So the body protects that at all costs. Mm. So if there is a misalignment in there, the whole body shifts to accommodate that position. That does not shift really for anything else. So you have to get that lined up, and then you can start to make some progress on the jaw.
Okay.
So we always make sure that that's done, and we have a technique called the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, which is a very specialized type of technique to line up the neck. I was actually in the very first class and was involved as a student with the doctor who actually developed that, Dr. Roy Sweat.
And you're the only board-certified atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana.
Yes.
Also. And we did a show not too long ago, so people could get on our Voice of Health Radio .com website and listen to that show about that specific
very
adjustment.
Important. I knew that was something that I wanted in my practice just because it's huge effect on the overall health and well-being of people.
Mm-hmm. It helped you tremendously.
And yes, mm-hmm. it was a very huge effect for me. So personally, I've experienced it, and my patients have experienced it too. Mm-hmm. So once we have that in place, then we actually come in and we adjust the jaw. We line it up into place, and we do a very gentle type of adjustment on that. We also do some trigger point work on some muscles to help those to relax. Mm-hmm. And we immediately people feel a difference on that. The pain drops, the spasms of the muscles mm-hmm. relax. You're going,
yes,
kind of relaxing this
because
you've experienced it.
Yeah. Yeah. And those neck muscles and.
Sure.
Start relaxing.
Yeah, you feel an immediate difference. Now, the body has a memory and will try to shift back. I also, once I've got the jaw set, I need to make sure that the pelvis is set. Again, if you remember, I said that the pelvis and the jaw actually have a very close relationship. If the pelvis has shifted to the jaw, then it can actually help to pull it back out if it's not placed in the proper positioning.
That reminds me of that song.
Yeah,
there are definite
patterns on all that. You know, and there's a whole cascade of adjustments that have to take place with the jaw misalignment. So we get those all accomplished, get it lined up, we get the muscles relaxed. The other things that we need to do is there's some definite exercises that can be done to get the jaw relaxed. You've taught those to quite a few people. You do them yourself.
I do.
Very basic ones, but extremely beneficial as we've got our patients doing that. I had a patient just recently, hadn't had jaw problems for a couple of years, and started feeling it and go, oh my gosh, I got my jaws affected. And she made an appointment to come in and see me, but she started her, she looked up her sheet.
Her exercise sheet.
Good started patient. Doing them. And definitely got it down, she said, by 50, 70%, somewhere around there. She
just
still needed me
exercise.
To adjust it, but the exercises made a huge difference. So I was very proud of her. So there are exercises
those
that
take 5 to 10 minutes to teach. And,
and it's so not, you know, so effective. You know, and something that people can actually be in control of and make a big difference. There is some electrical stimulation, ultrasound that you can do directly on the jaw. The other thing that is involved with that is the neurology. Remember I said so much of that has to do with some of the emotional aspects?
Right.
There is something called auriculotherapy. And I have many patients that the main issue that they have with their jaw is just emotional stress. So we actually do some auricular therapy, and that actually has a huge effect on the jaw itself, because what it does is there was a brain surgeon in France who actually helped to map out the brain. And as he was mapping out the brain, had their skulls off. He also hit some points that were along the ears because he was very familiar with that and actually mapped what points have an effect on what portion of the brain. So there are certain points that are very important for TMJ, and that can make a very dramatic difference, especially on our very severe cases and especially on the cases that seem to have an emotional component.
Yeah, that auricular therapy... And that's spelled A-U-R-I-C-U-L-O, therapy.
Right.
You know, is so effective, and you don't hear about it. Now, I know for addictions, it's very helpful, too.
Extremely helpful for that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that we're dealing with that is basically sort of a learned habit, there's a definite brain involvement in a condition, then we will also bring in the auricular therapy, and that can make a very big difference. I had a recent gal who had decided not to do that because of cost, had severe TMJ, we worked for it, and I said, look, you know, this isn't really going to go anyplace because this is an emotionally based jaw problem. We need to hit the auricular therapy. Three sessions, and basically the pain was gone.
It's $40.
Yeah. Oh,
how many
know.
Starbucks trips would that be?
So, you know, that's a very big part of that. But there's also a nutritional aspect on that. One of the things that occurs with the TMJ is a very high acidity in the body. People become very acidic. The joints actually can be a problem. Not only are usually it's their jaw that's acting up because there's a lot of wear and tear on that, but also a lot of other joints are actually involved. So when we see something like that, we start to get into some mineral therapy and some pH shifting. And not only does that help quite a bit with the healing of the jaw, approaching it from a nutritional standpoint, but also people feel a big difference on a lot of their other joints, too.
So you're saying you see a correlation with TMJ and high acid pH.
High acid pH, yes. Mm-hmm. And that also goes along with stress. Mm-hmm. We had a show on here about sympathetic, parasympathetic stress in our lives.
Yeah, last week.
That was last week. And a high stress situation changes the chemistry of the body and will actually kick off some of the jaw problems. Mm-hmm. One of the ways, a very important method of keeping the jaw under control is how you breathe.
Mm. You keep bringing that up.
Breath is so important to one's health. Mm-hmm. Because it shifts the entire system on how it works. If you can remain in a nice, relaxed, what we call parasympathetic rest and digest. Mm-hmm. Now, how would you usually describe my life? Am I sympathetic or parasympathetic?
Parasympathetic.
Yes.
Are you awake over there?
I don't get too excited about stuff, do I?
Nope.
And it's because I breathe nice and deep.
Uh-huh.
I'm constantly breathing correctly. What would you say that your tendency is?
This isn't about me.
This isn't about you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, sympathetic. I'm on an adrenaline rush yeah. every day of my life.
Do we make a good couple or what?
Make good kids.
Balanced. But that's probably one of the big reasons I don't have jaw problems,
mm-hmm.
is I breathe deep, I make sure that my levators and my jaw muscles are relaxed, and that really, really makes a big difference. And it keeps my pH alkaline,
mm-hmm.
You know, how I breathe.
Yeah, I notice the first thing I do in the morning is just open my mouth as wide as I can to release that muscle.
Right.
Because like you said, you could be grinding at night or you hold your tension. Can people hold their tension in that joint?
Oh, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's actually, if you study, you know, anthropology, if you study animals, you know, if they're under stress, they will, you know, they'll kind
Even
of bare
animals.
Their teeth.
Huh. Right.
You know, there's yeah. a clenching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're laughing
you're
at
clenching.
Me again.
He's clenching.
She does find me humorous, so... But there is a very much of a clenching of the jaw,
mm-hmm.
A tension in there. If you're tired in your jaw quite a bit, then there's a very good chance that you're going to have some jaw problems.
What did you just say?
If there's some tension
yeah,
in the jaw,
okay.
then you're probably going to develop some jaw problems because it's not supposed to be tensed.
Well,
all
just
the time.
When you think of people that are tense,
yes,
there's the clenching.
There's that big jaw muscle.
And just being aware of that.
Sure.
Well, I want to talk, too. Does acupuncture help TMJ when we get
good.
Back?
Very good. That'll be a great one.
Okay. Well, the Prather Wellness Center has the answer for your holiday stress. For the month of December, you can buy massages for just $39. Our spa is a tranquil escape featuring 3 individual spa rooms, an executive suite perfect for couples massage, 2 restrooms with showers, and a yoga suite. Our licensed massage therapists with over 15 years of experience are available for you Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Massage gift certificates make great presents for your family and friends also, and for yourself too. The best massage therapist, the best deal in town. Schedule your escape from stress and buy your massage gift certificates at the Prather Wellness Center by calling 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today our topic is TMJ disorder. Are you getting in the Christmas spirit?
I know. I was just thinking about that. It's you know, right now, by the time Christmas hits, I'll be tired of all the music.
Yeah.
But right now, it's really fun. I love hearing all that.
Yeah,
that
we
music
started
right
playing
now.
That at the office. We have
yeah.
our tree up and... We have the lights on our house. You can see, if you Google map, you can see our house from outer space. Our daughter, one of our daughters, she, you know, just brings her. This is what she said. Mom, this brings me such great joy, having all these lights. One day we went to Home Depot 3 times.
Because she needed more life.
But hey, if she's into it, hey. I'm into it too.
There you go.
All right, well, we're talking about TMJ. And I want to reiterate, our producer was talking to us about the massage special. He goes, really? For an hour? $39? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. And these are really good massage therapists.
Yes, yes. We have four on staff. Well, actually, we have five, one male and the rest female. And they are very good massage therapists. So you can purchase the month of December hour-long massages for $39.
And that is so helpful with the TMJ problems.
Yeah, let's talk about, you know, with the stress.
Sure.
With TMJ.
Well, actually going in there and actually working the muscles. We have a multidisciplinary approach here at the Prather Wellness Center. Mm-hmm. We have physical therapy. We have the chiropractic. We have acupuncture. We have all the therapies. You know, we have a nurse practitioner, MD, pharmacist. So, you know, we can really approach this from a lot of different types of directions. Very much structure functionally based.
Mm-hmm.
But the massage is a very important part of that and something that I recommend for, well, basically all my patients.
Yeah, I got mine yesterday.
Especially with the TMJ because mm-hmm. there's so much muscle tension that's involved with that. And if you can keep the muscle tension down, then we can keep that jaw from getting inflamed again, and it really does some wonders. And we actually have... one of our massage therapists, that's what she specialized.
Yeah, in TMJ.
She actually worked at the dental school.
Mm-hmm.
And TMJ's was one of her specialties. So
right.
We can really get some very, very good treatments along those lines. So the massage is highly recommended. And it's something that is a great gift idea
mm-hmm.
for the holidays. And you and I try to make us at least once a week. Mm-hmm. To get our massages in.
So. I'm twice a month.
You're twice a month?
It seems like once a week.
Lately
you have. That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's.
And they call it therapeutic massage.
Therapeutic massage, right.
Right. Someday, hopefully insurance will be covering it.
Right. Well,
yes.
Some people it does. But.
Yeah. It's starting to.
Right.
Well, let's talk about acupuncture. Can acupuncture help TMJ?
Very important, especially for the real inflamed. What I really like the acupuncture for is anything with pain and inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually, I've actually brought in people, spouses, parents, you know, friends, and did acupuncture on the patient, and then they could actually see the inflammation going down, literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great technique along those lines. So in many of the cases where it's a heavy inflammatory type of situation with a lot of pain, we can hit the acupunctures on that and just reduce it right there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so hit the acupuncture.
Right. Acupuncture is just marvelous.
Yeah,
you get
just,
a lot of great results.
So you're saying if there's inflammation, what if there's not? Is it still helpful for TMJ?
Yeah, acupuncture is great. There's always, if you have some pain in TMJ, you have inflammation.
Okay.
That's a given.
Just a given.
That's a given.
Okay. Well, are there habits that we do that make the symptoms of TMJ worse?
Yes. One of the things that I tell people not to do when they have TMJ is don't chew gum.
Mm.
You know, we find a lot of people who are heavy gum chewers with TMJ problems.
Yeah, because that... Is that joint just wearing?
Yes, there's that constant type of motion on that. There is how you sleep. You know, if we can get TMJ patients to sleep on their back instead of kind of in these cockeyed on their tummy positions,
mm-hmm.
that can kind of kick it off. There's a lot of people say, I slept wrong and my jaw went up,
mm-hmm.
which is a very common type of symptom. Resting your hand, your chin on your hand, is a big thing that can actually occur.
And that can cause problems.
That can actually cause it. Or chewing taffy
mm-hmm.
or something else like that. I recently was doing some beef jerky.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said that I've never had any jaw problems, but there was something in the beef jerky that cracked a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, just a little bit of tension in the jaw because there's a little change that's occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you always have to be careful of is after dental work. If you have a lot of dental work that is necessary, that can really kick off
a lot of our patients' schedule. They have their dental work, and then they come. They have an appointment here afterwards.
Immediately afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's a very common type of thing that they do.
Because your mouth's been open for
sure.
So long and so wide.
Right, and braces.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people develop, a lot of kids develop TMJ problems after they're, when they've had braces on. Because there's a lot of shifting take place, there's a lot of stress on the jaw. So braces can be one of those things that kick off the jaw problems. So being aware of that, being aware of any heavy dental work, that you make sure that that's taken care of, and checked afterwards. That is a very common thing that people do, is make sure that they come in right after their dental work done.
Well, what are things that we can do to relieve our TMJ symptoms?
Breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure that you have that good diaphragmatic breathing is very, very important. That really helps to ease up a lot of the TMJ symptoms.
We're not talking about upper chest breathing. We're talking about diaphragmatic breathing.
Yes. If you actually have the upper chest breathing, then you're more in what's considered sympathetic. Mm-hmm. Let's say a tiger enters into the room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice deep breaths are not really what you want at that time. You want real shallow, quick breaths so that you can get the that quick energy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have that, but you can't really stay like that because that changes the whole structure of how your chest and neck actually move.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a lifting of the levator scapulas in the back to actually assist that upper respiratory breathing. And that definitely puts stress and tension on the jaw. Matter of fact, I can have people shift their breathing. Say, just kind of pant on your breathing instead of breathing deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually hit the muscles, hit their jaw, and they can actually feel the tension increase. If I sit there and have them do that deep diaphragmatic breathing, after probably about 10 breaths, I can go up there and recheck it, and it's the pain and tension has actually decreased.
And I know I've taught patients that, and I know for me sometimes it's hard to do that sitting. I usually have to find a place that they can lie down when they're just consciously. It's like any exercise. I have to really think about it. When we're born, we breathe correctly. If you see a newborn baby, and as we get older, we start shifting that, and breathing shallower.
Well, and then also posture has a great deal to do with that.
Oh yeah.
If you have your head forward,
that's a big issue these days. Everybody that we probably, what percentage of people walking in our door have posture issues?
90%.
Mm-hmm.
We're constantly over the computers. We're constantly in a flex state,
mm-hmm.
not really having the extension. So the head starts to drift forward.
Right.
So having the head, if I just move my head off of center and move it forward, I can go up and actually feel my jaw, mm-hmm. and I can feel that the tension, you're doing it right now, you can
right.
feel it, can't you?
Right.
The tension increases in the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
So getting that posture back to where it's supposed to be. One of the things that we work on is posture control to actually posture exercises.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a very, very big difference on the jaw.
Yeah, we have some really good posture exercises that really helps people and, just reminding each other.
Right.
Sometimes you don't even realize that you're rounded and your shoulders are rounded.
That you're holding yourself abnormally. And that's a very common type of thing. If people are looking at the computer nowadays,
mm-hmm.
Watching TV, that's the position that they oftentimes actually get into.
Yeah. And we show a real simple exercise, too, for posture to get back into that extension pattern.
Sure. I have a lot of people who came in and said, oh, my jaw's acting up. My neck's real tight. But I spent 8 hours just looking at the computer
mm-hmm.
Straight on. And they say that always does it to me.
Mm-hmm.
So being aware of that.
That would do it to anybody.
Absolutely.
Right. So if someone has a popping noise in the jaw, does that mean they have TMJ?
The popping noise in the jaw does not necessarily mean that you have TMJ problems. TMJ problems are actually when we start to get some inflammation, some pain, some muscle spasms. The popping in the joint can be some other different types of aspects on that. It can be a symptom of that, but not necessarily means that you have a dysfunction occurring.
Okay.
So that's not really diagnostic on that. And I have a lot of people actually ask that. I had one guy sit there and say, I'm sure it's, you know, I've got some jaw problems. But as we tested him, he had no spasm in any of the muscles. He had no pains that were associated with that. But boy, did his jaws pop.
Wow.
We actually
double
gave
jointed.
We did, you know, it bothered him enough that we gave him some exercises and it definitely decreased. But I wouldn't call it a dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a dysfunction is when I'm actually seeing some changes on how things are going to work. Now, you can have enough of a popping and a catching in there that your jaw can lock.
Mm.
And when you have that, that would definitely be a dysfunction.
Right.
But just because you have popping doesn't mean that you have a TMJ dysfunction.
Okay. Well, you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather on Indiana's Voice of Freedom, Freedom 95. Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather, and I'm Lisa Prather. We're talking today about the TMJ disorder, and I just love hearing that Christmas music, huh?
Absolutely.
It's wonderful. And, you know, last week we talked about de-stressing for the holidays, and hopefully it's been helpful for our listeners. We're talking today about TMJ, which one of the causes we shared is stress-related, and the importance of diaphragmatic breathing, deep breathing, getting in that parasympathetic mode. It sounds so easy.
It does, and I've worked with some people who were like, oh, this should be so easy, but it seems to be so hard. But we were born to, if you look at a baby, all babies diaphragmatically breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's we learn to breathe wrongly as we start to grow up. Mm-hmm. And shifting back into that is oftentimes a very difficult thing for people to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the role. What role does a dentist play in TMJ? I know you work directly with a lot of dentists. We talk about when our patients get dental work, they usually make an appointment here afterwards to get checked.
Very complimentary on that. We have a very definite referral back and forth between the dentists and our office. We work on aligning the jaw. We work on the muscles and the alignment of the rest of the body. What a dentist is going to be involved in is making sure that the teeth are properly positioned, which is a very important part. There's not a lot of grinding, because as the grinding goes down in, you know, on the teeth, then that needs to be rebuilt. And then also splinting. So the dental work is a very important part. If that's off, then the dentist needs to correct that. If there is necessary to have a mouth splint, then that's where I actually refer out for a dentist to have that done. And that's a very definite art and science.
I know it's really important. You're consulting back and forth with, you know, our patients, dentists, and back and forth. And why is that so important?
Well, we have to be on the same page and accomplishing the same thing. Communication and integration of all the healthcare professions to get the best possible result for the patient is absolutely necessary.
Right. So we talked about splints. Are splints always necessary with TMJ?
No, I don't find that splints are always necessary. What we do is we first get the alignment, everything corrected. If the patient's holding it real well, then we find that that's not necessary. In more severe cases, oftentimes a splint can be necessary, but then we refer them out. But first we try to make the corrections first and then see about the splinting. Because as we are making the corrections, if you have a splint already, it's probably not going to work because that was geared towards what the way that your jaw used to be. So we have to switch those. Matter of fact, I had a patient came in, had been to a very good dentist on splinting, had made a very great correction, But as we've started to make the changes, we have to send them back to the dentist to get that switched because it's no longer applicable. And the dentist said, yeah, absolutely. You know, now this is a much better alignment. I need to switch exactly how the splint is put together.
Interesting. That's so nice to work hand in hand.
It's very important to work hand in hand for the benefit of the patient.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had talked about that, you know, can the jaw affect ear issues? You were talking about that. Is that a possibility?
Absolutely. Tinnitus is a very big issue. You know, mm-hmm. there's a lot of patients that we've had who's come in with ringing in the ears. And it's not all conditions that are connected with tinnitus, but I would actually say about 50% of tinnitus cases are actually associated with some jaw misalignment.
Hmm.
And because the you can see where that would make a very big difference on the positioning.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's right just in front of the ears. And if there's a misalignment in the jaw, there's actually a backup of the tissue in through there. It actually backups a lot of the lymphatic tissue and change the positioning of the ears, the eustachian tubes, put extra pressure on there. You can get fluid backed up. So as we get the jaw released, then we can oftentimes start to get some changes on the tinnitus so that people can actually have the ringing in the ears actually go down.
Mm, interesting.
One of the things that we find is kids, oftentimes as they start to have their teeth come in, that's when they start to have ear problems.
Yeah.
So there's an inflammation in the jaw again that's actually related to the otitis media, the middle ear infections in babies.
Yeah, you'll see babies teething, but they're pulling on their ear.
Yes, yes. So mm-hmm. there's a very strong correlation on that and something that you have to be aware of and actually work on helping that out. Headaches. Mm-hmm. There is a very, very common theme with our headache patients that the TMJ can be involved. That's one of the leading reasons for certain types of headaches. So we
TMJ.
TMJ. Mm-hmm. So anyone who has chronic headaches that don't seem to be resolved, checking in if it's a possibility that they have a jaw problem that's contributing to the headaches would be something that would be very, very beneficial. We've been able to get quite a few of unresolved headache conditions who've been all over the place, get that under control by making the corrections on the jaw. So that's a very important aspect of that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the frustrations, because many doctors aren't trained, don't recognize the TMJ syndrome, and, you know, don't recognize that as the problem that it is.
Now, why are TMJ treatments necessary? And, you know, who should be checked if we have someone out there listening?
Well, one of the things that we recommend is that not only does everybody have a medical doctor, a disease doctor,
mm-hmm.
but also people should also have a structure function doctor. And you should be checked at least once a year, just a good overall check to make sure, just like your yearly physical, you know, mm-hmm. To check for diseases with your regular medical doctor who's doing all that. Mm-hmm. You should also be checked for your structure function, alignment, make sure that that's good, make sure that your physiology is in homeostasis, and make sure that there isn't something that's actually developing that you should get fixed.
Right.
We have quite a few people who come in for massages and say, I don't have any major problems, but, you know, I'm just coming in for a massage. We offer them an examination if they would like that just to get checked. And as we're going through that, we find some major issues.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it can be some TMJ problems. And they said, well, you know, I have more stress than I should. I don't really sleep quite like I should. We start to get those corrections go. And they go, oh, my gosh, I never knew really what it felt like to really feel good.
Right.
I thought that this
people
was...
People aren't...
Yeah, I thought this was normal, you know, to have mm-hmm. that much stress, you know, to have those problems sleeping, to feel tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And as they start to get those corrections made, both structurally, which the TMJ would fall under, and then also functionally, mm-hmm. Getting their physiology up to par, then they start to discover what it really feels like to feel good.
It's really neat to see the transformation, too. We get to see at the office, you know. I'm thinking of a mother and daughter that come in, and, you know, as they've been feeling better.
Yeah.
They look... I had to tell the mom she looked about 10 years younger.
Well, the daughter had been feeling, and she went to, she had had to drop out of school and be homeschooled because of how bad her health was. And she went in recently and went around and was just talking about how wonderful it was. And her mom said everybody commented on how much better she looked and what a difference there was and, you know, just how much more alive she looked. Which she did. She just looked totally different. So it's very gratifying to be able to make those kind of changes on people and to see the health start to come back into their to their lives.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Very rewarding.
And when you're talking about the TMJ, there are a lot of things that can, you know, mood. Again, we're talking about the emotional health of people. You know, it's one gal came in and she said, you know, my husband sent me in saying he thinks something. I need my jaw corrected again.
He knew when to send her in. Well, how long does it take to get relief once treatment starts?
You start to see changes in a very short amount of time. You know, one of the things is if you have a lot of pain, there is something as your pain threshold. So I can see a lot of changes starting to occur on people's tension, their pain levels, and I'm a very good judge on that. But if you have gone, if the pain level that you have is above your pain threshold, as your pain drops down, your pain threshold also drops. And oftentimes what people actually feel is a increased energy, not necessarily an increase in their pain, because the difference between their pain and their pain threshold is exactly the same. But they aren't using as much energy to keep their pain threshold up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So people oftentimes first feel their energy increase, and then when their pain level actually hits their pain threshold, then they start to see the difference in the pain.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have to explain that to quite a few of our really severe pain patients.
Right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
You're most welcome.
Well, this is the time of year where we're always more mindful of everything we are grateful for. With a gratitude mindset, we can't help but think about those who are less fortunate. The Prather Wellness Center is collecting gifts for Toys for Tots to thank you for your support. Any new patients that bring in a new unwrapped toy will receive a free exam and consultation. Established patients will receive $10 off any acupuncture or supplement purchase over $50. So join us in this opportunity to give back to our community, help others' families celebrate, and let us say thank you with a gift back to you. Call the Prather Wellness Center at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048 to schedule your appointment. And join us in our Toys for Tots campaign. The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.